traditional elders, they'll even let a little boy or girl poke their head in a sweat lodge, and they won't smack them away or something. As long as they don't become a nuisance, little boys or girls come and say, "Hi, is it hot?" And then they're gone. Oh, if you want to, I'll tell you what, if somebody wants to stand by the door, let's say, and just for a few minutes, you have to stand there, and just ask people to come around the outside of the circle to where they see the opening. Now, in the powwow, this is a word for the dance, a typical word known across the nation and in Canada, I'm sure Central America, even Europe. They understand powwow means drums and music and color and dance and drama and a whole lot of fun, we hope. Because a powwow now is a relatively modern invention as far as the purpose of it. In the old days, of course, when they danced either for sacred reasons or for social, or sometimes it was a mixture of both. I mean, every dance was sacred in a sense. Maybe I should do ceremonial, would be a better way. Some for social, some for ceremonial. But the powwow today is like a new animal on the scene. Because the powwow today is something that people come to who are native or white or the yellow nation or the black nation, as we say, the four traditional colors. And they come there very often with camcorders, cameras, microphones, tape recorders and such, or even sketch pads. I've seen artists stand there, photographers. I've seen major television crews, film crews, video crews, news crews. And in most of the powwows, of course, across the nation, this is fine. And you don't, and if it is not, they usually let you know right away, like this is a sacred thing or such. Now, some people are wondering as we come in, why we ask you to walk around the outside and come through that opening. Like, what's the big deal? Well, now, if we don't spank anybody, though, if you do it the wrong way. Don't worry, kids. What the deal is, I mean, no one in a powwow I've ever seen has ever dragged somebody out by the hand and said, "No, stupid, don't you see, that's the gate." But because of that, though, you see, a lot of Native people know these things, sometimes the dancers, from 4 or 5 years old, they're taught these things at powwows. But now, who here has never been to a powwow? Okay, did you know you were supposed to walk in through the one opening? See, now what should we do with this young woman? Should we chastise her, ridicule her, mock her, make her feel embarrassed? Well, I've already made her feel embarrassed. Too late for that. But no. But those who do understand, they always try to, out of respect, to obey the etiquette. Those who don't, we try to encourage. But there is one thing I've heard over and over again at powwows, and that is simply this. Why didn't somebody just tell me, like, what I was supposed to do, where this was? Why doesn't somebody tell me why they have a drum there? Why doesn't somebody tell us, well, what this dance means now? What does that dance mean? Why do the women have little metal cones on their dress? Or why do the men have feathers? Or why do the men have pieces of yarn or grass or colorful? Or why do people always go around this way? Or why are some going that way? Very often, what do they announce about all these things? Anybody can tell me? What do they tell you? Yeah, they tell you nothing, in most cases. Now, some powwows, they are the exception, they purposely announce, okay, visitors, this is what's happening. And they take that extra pain to try to explain it to you. But I ask you to think of it in this way. If you're raised as a Lutheran, you go to an Episcopal church. You were raised as a Methodist, you go to a Hebrew congregation. You were raised as a Buddhist, you go to a Hindu shrine. Do you expect the priest, the pastor, the rabbi, the teacher, the guru, whatever, to stand for every visitor and say, "Well, sir, ma'am, this is why our temple is shaped this way. This is what we have in our bowl. This is what we burn. This is why we sing this." Not really. I hope not. You're a guest there. And the best a guest might expect of a host is to be graciously invited and to sit quietly and listen and learn. Well, this will be different. Because you are going to understand, well, I will explain to you all that I understand, which is not much, about the powwow. But I assume it's more than many of you know here. And the reason I know it is because I'm not more intelligent than you, but only because I've been to more than you. I've been to almost 200 powwows. Anybody here been to more than that? No? Okay. Now, we have already officially begun, but since I see there's a good number of people here, maybe And our doorkeeper, you don't have to stand there forever, let's say. Poor lady. But do we have, we do have some, but if you care to stand up perhaps, or if you just want to sit, or if you want to not say anything, raise your hand if you are Native American or you have Native American in your ancestry, your grandparents, great-grandparents or such. Chance for us to recognize and honor those among us. What is your ancestry? Choctaw. Yes. And Mark? You say Tocome? Tell you what.
Skokomish.
No. Others? Yes? Wow. We should... Let's see. What? Are you sitting with friends? Well, why don't you move over? Would you mind? I'll tell you what. I'll explain what's going on. Move over here. This is like the western seat almost. Okay, now I'm not trying to cause dissension among the people. But you see, it was Black Elk, the holy man of the Oglala, Lakota, who was my mentor I spoke of. And now this is powwow, but let's say this is a sweat. But we're gathering the people. The seat of honor is considered the West, the way I was taught among the Lakota. So now all of you are honored, understand this, but I am prejudiced. I truly enjoy those who are of Lakota or Dakota or Nakota, the Northern Plains, because they did so much for my life. So thank you. Do we have others? And these two are, boy, you are very lucky, young man. Others? Yes? Cherokee? Yeah. Very strong nation, a very nation of great history. Yes? Others? Yes? Cherokee. Yes. And nice four direction symbol you have. I wonder where you got that. Let's see. Okay, now, anyone we missed? Okay. To explain very briefly in my own way that of what little I know, this is the Eastern Gate. In most of the powwows I've seen, it is by the east they ask you to enter. It is just a traditional way. When the dancers come in, those who sit, they are asked to sit quietly and reverently. Now, imagine we're at the powwow. Okay, what they call, now I'll go through the major steps of the powwows I went to among the people of the east and some I've seen among the people of Northern Plains. They would have the first thing, usually, you see a long line of dancers, right? And very often it's the elderly in front, sometimes the men, and then the women, then the children. It may be 20, it may be 1,000. And they come in, and the drum beats, and I'm not a singer. The term for one who beats the drum is not a drummer. That's, a band. You would call them the singers, because even though they drum, they usually prefer to be called singers as they sing. I'm not a singer, so I haven't brought a drum. It'd be improper for me to do that. I have some recorded music we'll play, though, of a group that gave me permission to record them. It is called Grand Entry. Now, when Grand Entry begins, everyone is asked to what? Stand. And then all the singers will come in. In fact, do some of you want to assist me with this? Whoever wants. Just follow behind me, just a few of you. And now, when they come in, do you ever see them? They're like, no. They will do that among some dances, but generally Grand Entry is elegant and slow. And let's say the drum is beating, and it's a two, it goes something like this, and you see in a long line, and they'll go around, and the Grand Entry, sometimes you'll see a man with a staff. And in the staff, he has wrapped around fur, let's say otter or beaver or mink. And then the staff curves around, and sometimes there's a string that ties it. And as we dance, anyone who has hats on, they're asked to remove them. I don't see anybody with a hat, but that's also one of the marks of respect. So if you do have a hat, you remove that. And as they dance around, you'll see that staff sometimes with eagle feathers, or maybe a hawk. That is like the flag of that native person and his nation or his clan as such. And then often there'll be an American flag. And obviously we know what that is. Sometimes a Canadian flag I've seen. And sometimes if other countries are Mexico or South America or Europe, they'll have other flags behind them. And if you want to just slowly keep on walking to your seats. Then let's say it will be the elders. the holy people, or the grandmothers and grandfathers, and then sometimes the traditional dancers, the women dancers, the men dancers, and then the children will come, and all will go around in a circle. Okay, then you can go back to your seats. They will remain standing, and then sometimes, though, some prefer before, some prefer after. By before, I mean before all the guests get there to be done, to prepare the grounds. But they'll have some sage, or sometimes, as I have here, sage or tobacco. You might see someone who goes like this, maybe, and sprinkles it. Now, what they are doing is cleansing the circle, as well as, let's say, blessing the circle. And now, usually it's one of the holy people or the medicine people. And you're asked to remain very quiet while this happens, because will this be like the priest sprinkling the people? As you come in, if you like to come in around the outside of the circle and come through, we call the east gate, and sit anywhere you want inside. So you join the family in here. And the circle is then blessed, let's say, or cleansed. And this is a very serious moment to the native people, the traditional ones. And now they say, okay, like, let's begin. Everybody can have a seat. And those in the booth out there are selling jewelry. There's somebody here, somebody here selling skins or things for the dancers, gifts. There's popcorn, there's soda, there's soup and meat. And what it is meant to be is a fun time. Now, when the drum comes out, I mean, the drum is already there in most cases. Sometimes they have what they call the walking in the drum ceremony, or the escorting in the drum, or carrying in the drum. The drum, very often among the northern plains people, is large, rawhide, sometimes one, sometimes both sides. Among the eastern people, they use it now because they realize, oh, it's a western tradition, but they want something big that sounds powerful. But they also know the traditional way, which of course was not with 5,000 visitors, was to have small gatherings of the people with a little drum they called a water drum, sometimes with a tan skin, not rawhide necessarily, wet. And the drum filled with different levels of water, which would make different sounds, whatever they chose to do that day. And they would simply sometimes just tap it very gently like that, walk around. But usually the drum is, now what is it? I know in the dance setting, it's on the south side. Other times, I think it would be to the south, maybe to the north. I guess actually I've seen it on several sides. Sometimes it's in the center. Now, the singers sit around the drum. And does anybody want to help me be a singer for a minute? Especially any of the little kids. Yeah, why don't you come up? Well, does anybody here sing? I mean, who would like to? Why don't you children come right around here in a circle? We're going to pretend there's a drum. We got more singers. Now leave an opening, everyone. Now you sit down. Let the young man here sit down. We need everyone to have a chance to have. Now the drum is ready, and it's not ready. Now the drum is ready. Now children, this drum, do we ever kick it or push it around or throw dirt on it? No. We treat it with great respect. So what we do to show the respect for the drum, sometimes we'll begin, you might see this, they have a little bag again and they sprinkle something on it, maybe in a cross shape. Can you guess what that was? It was a thing maybe Dad or who knows puts in the pipe. Tobacco. And that's a blessing to the drum, to thank the drum, because in a way, you see, the drum is in one way just skin and wood, but the drum is more also. You see, the drum is alive. And the beat of the drum, why don't you now pretend with drumsticks. The native people of the north did not use this. Many of the African people use that. But the native people used a stick, usually with some cloth or rawhide or leather on the end to make it softer. And now why don't we all put out our stick? See? We're doing pretty good, like this, okay? Now, is there something else in your body that sounds like dum, 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 dum?
Heart.
Yes, you see? A heart. Okay, the drummers can sit down. The singers can sit down. Back to your seats. You have an A+. Because they say the drum, as long as it beats, as long as there's dance, as long as there's songs, the people will be strong and alive. Because they say, with great honor and respect, and very seriously meaning this, the drum is a heart, like a heart, like the beat of the heart. And that's why many of the young singers take their work very seriously. And you may see some, you say, well, they don't, they sit there, they have t-shirts on or jeans or ragged-looking hat. What the heck is that all about? Well, what is it? Who cares? Seriously. But the point is what's in here. And sometimes people come expecting everyone to be always dressed like for a Hollywood movie. Let me make this very clear. The powwow, the traditional ones I know of, are not entertainment. Okay? They are not entertainment. They may be entertaining, but they're not a show. Okay? They're not a circus. The way one woman, a traditional woman dancer, explained to me, when I go to powwow, I don't even look at the people sometimes because I'm not there for them. I'm there for my mother and my grandmother. And I think of them when I dance, and it's for them that I honor them by dancing. And anyone who comes, well, they're here just the privilege of also having a chance to honor our ancestors. So don't expect everyone you see at a powwow to entertain you. Okay? Now, I would assume you don't. But just so we understand these things. They are there to sing. And many say when they sing, it's like when they pray. The grand entry has been done. The singers are here. The drum is beating. Now, several dances will take place. I was amazed to see among the people of the East, New England East, no grass dancers. Who knows what a grass dancer is? Can you
describe?
What do they look like?
They have springs. They have the springs.
Yes.
Leggings on.
Yeah. Well, they dance very slow or very... Okay. Well, I've seen some who dance very fast also, but you're right. They have usually, sometimes it's just yarn. Long fringes. Who knows what a jingle dress dancer is? Yes.
Little girl with a dress had a dress on
that
had little bells made out of copper stuff all over the dress. And then she did her dance,
they
shook.
How did this sound?
Fun. It was
fun.
A happy day.
Any of you ever seen where the women, is I've never seen a man wear, I saw a man once do a shawl dance as in humor when the guests were gone. It was a wonderful, funny time. But I never saw a man with what they call the ting cones. Anybody know what I mean by the ting cones? Have you seen that? The tin cones, sometimes they're just, let's say, lids off of snuff cans, is it? And they wrap them together in a cone. It's just like a cone. And if you see some of these, you'll see. They're usually shiny, silver-colored, and they're all up and down the dress. Those will be called the jingle dress dancers. Well, that's the way I've heard the term. And that's a very solemn and very respectful way for a woman to dance. Some you'll see, all they have is a cloth draped over their arms like this, wrapped around their shoulders, maybe even like this. They're called the shawl dancers or the fancy shawl dancers. And especially now many of the young ones, the teenagers, who are very quick on their feet. And they have sometimes elegant patterns on their shawls, long, long tassels. And they can dance as fast as a fancy dancer sometimes. And the young girls especially are going around. Sometimes I've seen them spin. I get dizzy just looking at them. I wonder how they're doing. They're going around and around. And that's a shawl dancer. There is one who is called a fancy dancer. And that's a relatively new style of dance, or a new kind of look, let's say. And they're usually bright, brilliant colors. And very often, the way I've seen it, is what they call two bustles. With a bustle perhaps here, like behind here or so, along here, maybe a bustle right along here. And brilliant orange or green or blue or purple or yellow or vermilion, lemon, on and on. And they dance often very fast. And their step work, it may, to some who don't look carefully, just look like a bunch of crazy movement. But very often it's the opposite. They've They've got their dance down to every exact twist of the toe or placement of the heel to every exact timing. There are those who are the men and women who very often you'll see sometimes, mostly, they dance like this. I mean, I've seen some of the women, they dance like this. I mean, this is how they move. And the drum, and others, of course, are passing them up. They don't, it's not meant to be disrespectful, it's just the pace they go. And they are, well, often, as I understood it, the ones that are more, they call the traditional dancers. And they're very elegant and very slow. Now, the traditional also can dance fast as they wish. But it's the traditional dance, the men. You see, very often, they have what they call the old look. The furs and feathers and beads and shells and stones. That sometimes they're the favorite subject of the photographers because they're like the old-time look. Have I left out any major category? Well, let's say the dancers now are doing their dances. I may have left out one or two. I don't know. Did I forget anybody? Someone could help me. Okay. If you want to talk about etiquette, did you want to say, Mark? Oh. I mean, if you care to.
One of the things that are out of respect to dancers is that when you go to either powwows or to special ceremonies or events that different traditions and different Native American people. You are taking their spirit if you take their picture, and that's very disrespectful. So when you go to powwows or special events, that you ask the dancer before you wanting to take their picture. And that's out of both respect for the dancer and the individual to ask the person before taking a picture at powwows. If you're taking an individual picture of one person, or one woman, or one man, or one child.
Powwow etiquette is very important. And sometimes people raised in a Western society are not always taught to be polite, except beyond at the dinner table. But it is true. If sometimes what the announcer will say, now is a time for photographs or video. And what they mean is, then everyone is there, and they obviously know the cameras are there, so some who don't want to be there, they will stay out of the circle. But now, I think especially, if a man is just off to the side, a woman is there, or someone up very close, you don't stick the camera in their face. Okay, as he said, you ask. Quietness and respect is expected of all. When you're asked to stand, they really expect you to stand. Take off your hat, to take off your hat, on and on. And that's the way I think powwows can continue to grow if we do respect their wishes, those who organize these. There is a dance now, and then we are going to begin in about 20 minutes to actually do a dance, a round dance. And some who are at lunch now at 12:30 or so will be invited to join us, so maybe the circle will get even bigger. But there is a dance, this you would recognize immediately. There is a dance, it's called a sneak up. Now, I am not a warrior. I've never been in battle, so I don't do this dance. So if you understand that, this is not me, but to explain to you how I've seen those who are the warriors, the men. Sneak up is very exciting. But now some, they look at it and go, well, what are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. Very often the men, the drum is so like, that. The drummer is faster. And you'll see them doing this. Who can guess? What are they doing? Or like this. They're what? Yes. Yes, they're looking for tracks in the ground. And see, this is a reenactment of a sneak up. It may be the track of a deer or a buffalo, or it may be the track of a what? I mean, as far as a two-legged, we call them. Another person, the enemy. And they are like the scout, or they are out to defend the village. And they look for the footprints, or sometimes it's like this. Maybe they're looking for smoke, or they're looking for birds who suddenly flew away or frightened, or they're looking for something in the landscape, something to see. And they are the hunters or the warriors reenacting what it was 100, 200, 300 years ago. And all of a sudden, the drums pick up the music, and you see them, they're like this, oh, and they're standing up, and they're going like this. And now you see they're on the march, they're on the move, looking around. And sometimes if you watch carefully, especially if some are really playful, they never hurt each other, but do we want to have I like the children because the children are so innocent at this. We have a young child who wants to come in the circle for a moment and be a dancer with me, one of the warriors. Okay, why don't we take you this time? You want to join us too, all right. Now we are dancing around and I have in my hand a little, like a little stick, just a little wooden stick. Now you've got just a little wooden stick that maybe say it's got some deer toes that you rattle. Now we are dancing around. Now you just say dance a little bit, looking around like this. And now I go like this. Ooh, then I got there. Now, what did I do to you? So what are you going to do to me? And we're dancing like this. Now you got your little stick, and what would you try to do to me? Whoa, you've got me, see? Okay, now you can sit down. Now, it is fun, but in a way, it's also taken seriously, but they are reenacting also some of the battle scenes, let's say, or such, or their engagement with the enemy. But at the end, of course, they all walk away. Then when the dancers stand up, they walk away smiling and friends. And I do remember one time, though, the supreme holy man of the Wampanoag Nation. I say this man often because he's a good man. Slow Turtle. And he and one of the other elders, I don't know if it was him, but I know I saw him dance before, Spotted Eagle. And both in their 70s, one in their 80s, Slow Turtle, I think, in his late 50s, early 60s. And you would, to look at them, you'd say, oh, those poor old men, let them sit down. No, they are some of the best dancers, and they had some of the best fun. And then they sit down, and then again, it's very quiet and very serious. You see some dances where they simply are going in the shape of a circle, in fact, most all of them, in the shape of a circle. And in these dances, I mean, almost every time in the circle dances, they're going clockwise. Now this, I'm saying among the people I've danced with, some go the other way. I mean, every nation, as you know, every tribe, every clan can have their own color, their own song, their own prayer, their own legends, their own stories, everything. And we don't need to assume every Indian is alike, but just of those that I've seen. The circle to the traditional native person that I've been taught is a symbol that is sacred, a symbol that never begins, that never ends. And so they say this is the relationship of the whole world to itself, of human to human, human to animal, of like two-leggeds, as we say, to the four-leggeds, to those with wings and those with roots, to the birds and to the trees, to the mice and to the buffalo, to the rivers, to everything. And in this circle, then, they are saying all of life should also look, though, towards the center, the Wankantanka, the very source of all life and power that flows to us. And as in honoring the sacred mystery above, we are always to let our thoughts and our hearts flow back. So this circle, you see, to some gets boring. To some guests, I mean, some of those visitors. And I hear some people say, why are they doing the same circle over and over again? I'm bored, Mommy. Let's go home. I mean, that's kind of the thing. And the dancers will be there for 8, 12 hours maybe doing this on and off. The traditional people I know never tire of a circle because it's like to walk in a way of a prayer. The sacred white buffalo calf woman said, every step we take on the earth should be like a prayer. That is what is being done. That is what we are asking of ourselves and for each other, to pray. Now, I brought with me some a tape of some music, and I brought with me a dancing stick. If I could, actually, I've explained this before to other groups, so maybe some of you are new, so let me say again. What I'm doing here, in a way, is sort of unnatural. We really should not have to have this happen. Hopefully, if the world was right, we'd all be living tribally. I was about to do that, and it suddenly hit me. I've seen dancers who purposely will walk in a huge circle just like this, even though they're 2 feet from the door that way. But no, their tradition is to walk the sacred circle in the sunwise, as they call it, path. And this is the way they'll exit, to go around here. And to leave. Okay. Now let's say this is a proper way for me to do it. I have here some of the music of the round dance. And I have here, does anybody remember? We talked about this before. What's the name of this? Yeah. Yeah, dancing stick or a horse stick or a horse dancing stick. I've heard it called different things. Now I'm looking around because I should also ask, especially before some of our visitors get here, so no one feels uncomfortable about it. I said before at our arts class yesterday when we made the feathers and the necklaces, anybody who wants to keep it, it's honorable, it's understood, it's wonderful. But anybody who wants to bring it to the dance today, at the end we'll have a giveaway. Now I hesitate because this wasn't really thoroughly explained to all of you. This isn't really a big official giveaway, so if nobody has nothing, I mean, don't feel as if this is disrespectful. It was just a little tiny suggestion that I brought. Now, could you raise a hand? If some of you did bring something you do want to give away to somebody else, not to me, but to somebody else here at the end of the dance. I mean, if you do, I'll announce it and give it to you. If no one has brought anything else, then I won't, so we don't embarrass anyone. But does anybody else have anything they brought they are going to give away? Okay. No one? Okay. Okay. I did. I brought two things. So I'll give it away. And if any of you wish to, I mean, towards the end, you can just do it as well. But now, see, I'm looking around the circle, and there is a woman I'm going to give a stick to, but she's not here yet. She promised she'd be here about 12:30. To understand part of the powwow, there is what we call the giveaway, not every time. And usually it is announced well before the people understand is prepared for. This right here is just something, as I explained, on the spur of the moment yesterday. But in a giveaway, we are not showing off our wealth. You may have seen the way I saw it done, 40, 50, 100 gifts were laying in the center of the circle. And the man who was the head dancer, the man who you think people should give him gifts, it is the opposite. He gave gifts away. I'll tell you another example. I saw a Wampanoag wedding, the people of the East, a Wampanoag wedding done very traditional with a holy woman. And they invited us to the reception. And there were a huge table set up with food on end. Now, who do you think got all the gifts? Because there were many presents bought. Who do you think got the gifts? The bride and the groom? No. The guest. I first looked at this, I said, I have never seen a wedding like this. The bride and the groom, they're the ones who gave the gifts to the people who came. It was so astounding, the concept, the understanding, the feeling that it was an honor and a privilege and a joy to give. In a giveaway then, the person who puts the gifts here is not trying to say, look at me, see what I got, I'm rich, I can do all this. No, it's the very opposite. What they are saying is, see the ones who come to receive. They are the ones we are trying to honor. They are the special ones. They have made our day good, or they make our people strong. They are the ones to be honored. Therefore, like so-and-so, come, take a gift. So-and-so, come, take a gift. And the gift giver then wants to honor those who receive. Now, of course, the one who gives is honorable in their actions. But the point is, it is not to show off. It is the very opposite, to honor our friends, our loved ones, our people. So there will be the giveaway I'll announce at the very end of this, of these two things. Now, first, to sort of, in a sense, bless this stick, let's say, or it's already been blessed in the way, I mean, it was made well. It's the color here of the four colors of the humans. The color, the people of the black nation, as we say, the red nation, the white nation, the yellow nation. So it's a stick that's meant to honor the whole world. But when we dance now, would somebody like to carry this? Somebody who feels good in their heart, it may be a good thing for them to do. So I would not want to carry it. I want someone else to. Not to be bashful. If you would like to, do it. I mean, you, in a sense, by offering this, you are honoring us, and we thank you for it. So now, at the end of the dance, if you'll hold on to this, and I will point out to you who the person is if she comes to give it to, and then I ask you to escort her to the front. We have the end. Okay. But now, you will carry this stick in the dance, and if I could have it back for a moment. Very often, the way I've seen it carried is simply in the middle, wherever it's balanced, and in a dance or so, the person just carries it with dignity and respect. Now, in 10 minutes or so, we'll start the music. It'll take you 1 second to learn to dance. Okay? Why don't I teach you right now? Can everyone stand up? It's a round dance. Now we'll teach you in 1 second, then we'll sit down and have discussion. Oh, yeah. Just to explain, if anyone now wants to join the circle, we ask you to come to the outside and through the eastern gate. We're not trying to be rude to anybody or nitpicky, but we're trying to recreate a powwow today. And the powwow, the old ways, that's called the east gate, and we ask everyone to enter through the east side. Okay, now can everyone lift their left leg and just sort of shake it? Now we're going to have fun. Now, do you know which one is left now? Have you got it in your mind? Okay, now just stand like this. Okay, and watch me. Are you ready? 5, 4, 3. We're going to start with the left and then bring the right up to it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Move your left leg, move your right leg. You did it, you see? Class is over. The very simplest of the round dance, that's the step. Now let's just, for the sake of learning this a little better, we go left and then right. Now let me show you, you don't have to go like that. Generally we go something like that. Okay, now this is the way I was taught. Again, there are other nations here, other people, perhaps your round dance is different, but if you allow me, this is the way I was taught. See a left, now, and then a right. Now you see, not necessarily like that, but like this. Then you go a left and a right. And then you would hold hands next. Now everyone grasp somebody's hand, especially in a man with a stick, if you could still hold that. And together, then we go left, step, left, step, left, step, left, step. Okay, thank you. Now, we will practice this again right when it gets time for the people to come, but sit down, and we'll probably have to make 2 circles so you're not so squished together. Now, who has a question? Who has a comment? Anything about the music or or anything I can help with, or if there's another who knows the answer, raise your hand and you can help me answer. Uh-oh, does somebody get bumped? Yeah. It's like musical chairs, somebody lost their seat. Yes?
A question of etiquette. During the dance, may the stick be passed to another?
I don't know. I guess if you do it with respect and you pass it to a good person, sure, it's fine with me. Any other questions about the dance, the music, the singers? We already talked about regalia and such. Any questions you have about the powwows?
The entire powwow, or are you trying
to what else? Well, see, the word I was taught for dance is Wachipi, I mean Lakota. Powwow, I've heard several explanations of what powwow itself means. I think generally when people think of powwow, what they think is everything. Like, let's go to powwow means let's go to where the dancers are, where the singers are, let's go to where all the craft stands are and art stands, let's go where they have the food, let's go to have a good time. That's powwow. Yes, others. Do others have any comments? Where they've been to a powwow? They like to say what they saw, what they felt, what they learned at a powwow. Or if it was another social dance or ceremonial dance. Okay. I want to start the music now because our guests will be here. If there are any joining us at 12:30. This is from Roaming Buffalo Singers. They are based in southern New England. And I worked with them on I was with them in several powwows, and I also did some videotaping of them and such, and as a gesture, I guess, a thank you, they let me tape their group. They said, sure. I said, in fact, I'll be bringing it to other people so they could learn. He said, sure, be glad to. So you understand the way this was done in cooperation with the people. Now, their music was recorded live, so it's not like the concert hall quality. You'll even hear, if you listen carefully, some of the music in the background, some jingle dresses or some deer toes rattling together as such like that. But that's all part of the excitement of the powwow. Okay, now this is what they call the round dance. Now I can't tell myself. Is it too loud or too low? Go up.